Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's 6:14, Dave. Put his time in, but Dave was the one telling you that they have a dense fog advisory in effect, and in certain areas, it's hard for the National Weather Service to tell where it is, so the best I can tell you is, if you get some fog, slow down, be careful, don't use the flashers unless you're stopped. That's what the state law says, and obviously, you're going to want to have your headlights on because it's, you know, still dark outside. Otherwise, maybe a chance for showers today and tomorrow, then a cool front comes through on Wednesday. And we're going to have a little bitty taste of fall on Thursday. Sunny, less humid, highs around 87, but lows, North Shore in the 50s, South Shore in the 60s. So we'll get a little taste of what hopefully will be an early fall here in the city and the area. Mark Hamrick joins us now, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst, to talk about the job numbers or lack thereof. How you doing, Mark?
Doing well, my friend. Good to be with you, Tommy.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me about the September jobs report and how important it is and the fact that we don't have it. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. With the federal government shutdown, Tommy, we don't get the regular federal statistical data that we have come to rely on, really take for granted. And this is quite inopportune timing in the sense of the job market is seen as essentially at something akin to a standstill at the moment. Remember, going back to June, we had a decline of 13,000 jobs reported by the Labor Department upon revision. And then in July, we added only 79,000 jobs, August adding only 22,000. What happened in September? Well, in terms of the federal government's reply, we don't know yet. And so we do get other data from the private sector. ADP, the private payrolls processor, told us they had a contraction of 32,000 jobs. And of course, we would have had three economic reports released last week, construction spending last Wednesday, the weekly jobless claims or new applications for unemployment benefits on Thursday. And then as you asked about the employment situation on Friday, which also gives us the unemployment rate most recently at 4.3%. So we all are reliant on this data because we need to make the best decisions we can on our personal finances. Business leaders need the data. Policymakers need it, including the Federal Reserve. And it's another unintended casualty of the inability of our elected officials to do the bare minimum to help the American people.
How accurate is the data? Because it seems like they release it, then we see revisions.
I would say it's quite accurate, but the revisions are the result of getting new information over time. And so the palpable example of that is that there are two components of the survey, or there are actually two surveys. One is the so-called establishment survey. That's the survey of employers that gives us that payrolls number, how many jobs were added or lost. And employers have to respond to that data. And the collection, by the way, is done around the 12th of the month. Mm-hmm. For this month, that's now 5 days away. Over time, more employers respond and we get more information. That's why those revisions occur. So there's nothing nefarious here, but we would always welcome an improvement in the process or the quality. And we do get improvement over time as we get more information.
If you can, Mark, take it down to the street level a little bit, if you will, and for the average guy or woman going to work this morning trying to understand how this relates to them, who looks at these numbers and how do they use these numbers to determine what exactly?
Sure. Well, if you're going to work this morning, as you mentioned there, Tommy, that's the crux of the issue. Do you have a job to go to? Do you have job security? And, you know, for years, as I've monitored and analyzed this data, it does tend to be the most important economic report of the month when we're talking about the employment report. Mm-hmm. And so unless we're trust fund children, I'm not. anyone listening, you tell me. We're reliant on our income or the money that our family has or that our household has for the quality of our living. And so if we have very poor employment prospects, such as what occurs during a recession, and we've had a few of the doozies of those over the years, then that is instructive. And when the job market is firm or red hot, as it was a couple of years ago, that's instructive as well. I'll give you another example. The Labor Department earlier last week, before the shutdown, told us about job openings. And we now have one job open for every unemployed job seeker. In 2022, when the job market was regarded as quite strong, there were two jobs open for every unemployed job seeker. So that tells you about the way the job market has not evolved, but essentially settled back into a rhythm that is less than providing reason for comfort.
I get texts from people, and we have an Oakland Heart Jeweler talking text line, 504-260-1870. I say that not that you're going to text, Mark, but so people understand, they can text their questions in safely, no texting and driving ever, please, especially during the fog. But somebody, a couple of people actually, are kind of hinting that there's something nefarious here going on. You used the word nefarious before, that somehow the government, they don't want these jobs, they don't want their job reports coming out because it's going to show that the economy is approaching stagflation. Let me take a break. You can address that when we come back. I just realized the time. 6:20, Mark Hamrick will address your text about stagflation, about the government hiding the numbers and shutting it down, et cetera, et cetera. When we return right now, time for traffic, WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Mark Hamrick, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst, talking about the job numbers that are not available because of the government shutdown. Somebody texted in before the break about something afoot where the government didn't want these numbers to come out, that we're approaching stagflation. I guess we should start, Mark, with your explaining what stagflation is for those that were not around during the hellish days, the hellacious days, I guess, of what, the 70s or the 80s? When was stagflation?
It was both. It was the late 70s, early 80s.
Okay, so tell us what that is, and is there anything going on here that would indicate we're approaching stagflation?
First of all, there's not a precise definition for it, and that's part of the problem in using the word. But okay, what it aims to get at, and we're not experiencing the 70s, 80s version of it, is where you have virtually no economic growth and you do have a sharp rise in prices. The inflation that we're experiencing right now is not of the order that we had back then, but it's bad enough, and it's still essentially the number one economic complaint of virtually all Americans who are asked the question, you know, what is the economic ill that is a problem for you? And similarly, we continue to enjoy at least some economic growth. And so I would say that the combination of slowing growth or slower growth and rising prices is definitely a feature, not a bug, of the current economy. I have trouble using that word because the standard that was seen in the 1970s and the early 1980s was more severe and lacking a precise definition for it. And Tommy, you know me to be someone who tells you what I know and not to rely on what I might think. I don't feel like we fit that definition.
Well, let me ask you this. Having gone through it, can we call it hellflation?
Why not? Why don't we coin that? You and I will make T-shirts, and then we'll figure out what yacht we're going to buy after
Tim,
that.
Get the Secretary of State on the line. Put a mark on that, please. Hellflation. Mark and I want to own that. Let's talk about the timing of this. Why is it so bad with the government shutdown? Both in terms of numbers and what's going on in the economy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The reason is primarily because right now the economy is going through a very unusual experience, and that is the things that we just now talked about, that the job market is cooling. There is a higher risk of recession right now. We just queried economists on that question for our Bankrate Quarterly Economic Survey, and they do say that the chances of a recession over the next year are close to 4 in 10. That's higher than would typically be the case, not the highest that we've seen in the last few years. So, for example, we all need to make decisions about, are we going to spend? Are we going to buy something that might cost a lot that may or may not be discretionary? Business leaders need to hire. Many are opting not to right now. We have a Federal Reserve meeting at the end of the month, and they're going to have to make a decision one way or the other what to do with interest rates, but they're going to be lacking unless we get this shutdown resolved soon. A lot of the data they would typically have. They will have plenty of data, and they will make a decision.
Does anybody benefit by these numbers not being available politically?
I don't really think so, because number one, the data will eventually come out. We have private sector data that tells us the story in other ways. And so, you know, maybe there are some investors out there of a very sophisticated nature who can benefit by making the right bet on how the performance of a given company or the broadly speaking, the economy may unfold. But no, I think if anything, it is a very unproductive process. And by the way, it wastes taxpayers' money by magnitudes that are just unacceptable. Palpable example of that is that some of the hundreds of thousands of federal workers who are affected by this, those who are on furlough and not deemed to be critically important, are basically paid to do nothing. And so when they are eventually paid, they'll get money, but they won't have been at work.
They've never not, pardon the double negative, but they never not received back pay, correct?
It's federal law now. They have to be paid.
They have to be paid. Okay, so there you go. It's free vacation is what it is, although a low cash flow issue. October 7th, you got Christmas coming up. Does the timing have anything to do with, will that affect the holidays at all, or what people decide, how much they're going to spend?
Our Bankrate survey has indicated people are going to begin their holiday shopping earlier rather than later, but I guarantee you this is going to weigh on consumer confidence when we get the next round of reports on that.
Well, I'm still going to get you a Healthflation t-shirt, Mark. Don't worry about it, okay?
God bless you, my friend.
You bet. Thank you. I appreciate your time. We'll take a break, come back, talk to David Schultz about the Supreme Court and what they're going to be looking at on this first Tuesday of October. Yesterday, they got back in session. It was the first Monday in October. 6:30, time now, WWL First News.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.